is Jerry Bootsout, owner of AppDataWorks IT Consulting Services. Welcome to the Marketing Matters Show. Today we have Anita Hawkins from the Greater Hernando County Chamber of Commerce, and we will be talking about event marketing and what the Chamber does online to market their events, and we'll start the show right after this.
Don't have time for the gym? Do you want to get in shape and feel better, but you don't have a plan? Then call Suzanne and Amy at Purple Pineapple Fitness. They are experienced, certified personal trainers who will come to you in the comfort and privacy of your own home or office. They'll create a customized exercise plan just for you and work with you side by side to keep you excited and motivated. And they're affordable, too. Call Purple Pineapple Fitness at 352-658-1191. That's 352-658-1191 for a free complimentary consultation.
All right, you're listening to Marketing Matters. I'm your host, Jerry Bootsout, and the owner of AppDataWorks IT Consulting Services. AppDataWorks does custom desktop and web software development and online marketing framework development. Today, we have on the show Anita Hawkins from the Greater Hernando County Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to be talking about the events that they have coming up and the ways that they market these events and how they use the internet and various tools that are available. And if they don't, then we'll talk about things they could be doing. And Anita, tell us what your actual job title is at the Chamber. You're the communications?
Yes. Yeah. I'm the communications coordinator for the Greater Hernando County Chamber of Commerce. And what that does is I'm basically in charge of all of our marketing and promoting of not only the benefits of being a chamber member, but also our upcoming events and the activities that we have at the chamber.
All right. Well, okay. So you guys, this is summertime. You guys must have a ton of stuff coming up, right?
Well, we have quite a few things that we have planned. One of the biggest summer events that we're marketing right now is our Politics in the Park event. That event will be taking place on Thursday, July 10th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus.
I'll be at that one.
You'll be at that
I'll
one?
I'll be there. I'll be looking
great.
For you.
Great. I'll be there.
Okay.
With that event, locals can meet and greet their state and federal candidates to discuss their important issues and to participate in a straw poll.
Oh, that's really cool. All right. So you also have... something called the residence reception coming up. You have the beach bash in the fall, right?
Yes, actually, the residence reception will take place in September.
Okay,
it's on September 12th, so it's not really a summer event.
Okay.
But we begin our marketing promoting for this event now because
right.
It's a big deal. We host it every year at the Weekiwachee State Park, and it's a great opportunity for our chamber members to showcase their businesses to local residents of Hernando County.
All right, so if you're a business in Hernando County and you're not in the Chamber of Commerce, can you get a table and a booth there or anything? You have to be a member?
No, you cannot. It is a Chamber member-only event.
So there.
And if you want to become a Chamber member, you'll have to contact us before you can get a table.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so now can you talk about what the cost a table? Do you know off the top of your head what the cost is?
I don't know off the top of my head, but there are several levels of vendorship because some vendors need electricity, some don't. It really just depends on what your business is and how you want to showcase
it. Okay, so people should contact the Chamber of Commerce if they're a chamber member and they want to get involved in this. I know you guys send out emails and you send out your newsletter. That doesn't mean everybody reads every page, and that doesn't mean everybody reads every email. And I know that some people will, just talk to me and say, "Oh, I didn't know that was going on." And I'm a chamber member. My wife's business is a chamber member also, and we're very involved in what's going on. She more than me because she has more time on her hands than I do. But with the residence reception and the tables and so what's the idea? I mean, what is the idea behind that? So this is for people to come out to see all of the various chamber businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way for the businesses to showcase their stuff to the area residents.
Yes, it's a great event for our chamber members to set up a table and to meet and greet local residents of Hernando County, especially if they are newer businesses or businesses that offer a service to new residents who may not be familiar with where they can find several resources, including public library, local government, things concerning safety around the county, just stuff like that. It's also wonderful for those mom and pop type businesses that provide in-home health care. Maybe they provide a babysitting service. It really just depends on your type of business and how you would like to market yourself. But it's a large event. Several hundred residents of Hernando County come out. So we really invite all of our chamber members to participate in it.
So anybody can go to it. It's just only chamber members can actually display a booth.
It's open to the residents of Hernando County to attend. But if you'd like to have a display table, you need to be a chamber member.
Okay, that's really neat. Now, what about the Beach Bash? Is that open to everybody, or is that just a chamber member event? Or
it is a open event. We do sell tickets for it.
Okay.
I don't have all of the details today, but to save the date for this year's Beach Bash, it will take place on Friday, October 3rd at 5 p.m. It's going to have kind of a scary theme this year. We're looking at it to be a little bit of a haunted, spooky fun.
Are you going to do any, like, you know, zombie apocalypse stuff?
Well, right now I have Sharknado.
That's pretty much, yeah, you're going to be... that'll do it.
I keep seeing that on my Netflix, and I keep seeing that movie on my Amazon, and I'm afraid to start watching it.
See, I really try to stay away from things that actually drop my IQ, so I just really find myself. But you know what? For that, it's going to be fun. Let me ask you a question regarding the chamber and your internet marketing. I have to imagine that in the past, even 3 to 5 years, that has probably grown exponentially. How has it grown, and where have you seen the benefits in doing such things?
Oh, certainly. Just in the last year that I've been working with the chamber, I've seen a tremendous amount of growth. Some of the more successful ways that we market our events on the internet are using Facebook and other social media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times businesses are afraid to take advantage of those free opportunities to market their events. And in the last year, I've really made a lot of effort to post continuously on our Facebook and Twitter. I also make sure that we're updating our website very frequently, because that's the biggest way to get your name out there.
Was that you that retweeted my tweet today?
Yes, it was. I think I retweeted it about 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's great.
I want everybody to listen to us today.
If you wanted people to, by and large, because, and I've heard arguments, and actually either one of you could answer this question. I've heard arguments saying that if you really are going to focus these days, people are more likely to interact social media-wise Facebook than even going to somebody's website. They're much more inclined, I guess, to go to your Facebook page first. And so,
yeah,
you see that?
I agree with that in certain businesses.
Uh-huh.
I think that, it's like anything else, okay? Depending on the type of business you have, the thing for you to do might be Pinterest. A photographer would be better off on Pinterest,
sure,
than LinkedIn. LinkedIn is good for professional connections, but for a photographer to show their photography, mm-hmm, because of the social sharing, the way that Pinterest works, and people can subscribe to your board.
Right.
A photographer would be good, but that wouldn't be good for, say, somebody that does plumbing, okay, because they're not really going to be showing pictures of sink pipes under, pipes under the sink.
That's some pretty fascinating stuff.
Right, exactly.
Well, Pinterest is more for the DIY person.
Right.
If you are
handcrafting.
Hey,
look at her.
Yeah.
If you are handcrafting a product, or you do a lot of restaurants would use Pinterest, especially to take pictures,
sure,
of their
food,
platters,
sure,
and food.
Sure.
It's definitely for the visual user, somebody who, mm-hmm, prefers to see what they're getting into first.
Right.
Whereas websites like LinkedIn, they're more of the business connection, business to business.
Correct.
Young professionals, even older professionals can share their
ideas.
Why
are you looking at me when you say older?
I tend to do that a lot.
Okay.
The word old slips out of my mouth several times a day.
She told me she was nervous, but like she's not anywhere near nervous as I am every time I come on.
You're fine. I've got socks older than you, sister. How do you, if you recommend, for example, if because really we talk about, using the internet and marketing, and that's really kind of the crux of why we're here. If you have the ability as the chamber to come in and say, hey, look, you know what? you're doing this right. Maybe you want to look into this. Or how do you approach people business-wise that are chamber members to maximize what they're doing?
Well, we as a chamber don't speak to businesses individually. Right. I do offer some advice here and there.
I get that.
To several members that come in.
Well, let's put it this way. What would you say?
Well, what would I say? I would say...
Call him.
Well, I would say...
yeah, right. Call me.
Attend any of our seminars or our classes about internet marketing, especially the one we have coming up. Effective internet marketing will be taking place on Mondays between September 8th and October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 7-week course, and it's designed to teach effective online marketing techniques.
Really? And who would you have instructing that?
Jerry Buteau.
Hey,
Get out.
Yeah.
Wow, look at
right.
there.
So like, I'm putting this whole course together, and it just came out of a phone call that I had with Pat Crowley. They've been doing internet marketing courses. They have a social media course. They have one that they called Ignite Your Online Marketing. I attended all of these things, and they were really good, but they don't go deep. Okay, they don't really go into, all right, well, how does pay-per-click advertising versus search engine optimization, organic search results, and mm-hmm. how does keyword research fit into those pictures?
Sure.
How do you measure ROI, against your pay-per-click advertising or against your organic results or organic traffic?
Yeah.
Organic traffic is when someone searches
right.
and they find you and they click on your link because you're on hopefully the first page, but it's not a paid link. Those are free, other than the fact that you have to spend a lot of time to put together everything you need to get ranked to number one.
Right.
That's a strategy that you have to apply to your online business in order to get you there. It takes time. You have to, we keep talking about content.
Right? Oh, yeah. Content is king.
That's right. So you have to create a lot of content, which, helps elevate your rankings.
Yeah.
Websites don't rank. Pages rank. Pages are about certain
Yeah,
things.
They do. And boy, have I learned that.
Every page is about something different, and they all rank differently.
Well, and one of the keys that you brought up is the fact that you're constantly updating and adding content, and content is king.
Yes.
And we are no longer webmasters, or we are no longer consumers. We are content providers and content consumers. And it really, if you have to think of it in those terms. And the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I pulled up skipshow.com. That's mine. That's for mm-hmm. all the stuff that I do, the book, the lecturing, the whole nine yards. And I thought, okay, I'm going to come in here and let you tear it apart. And then I looked at it and I realized I'm not going to let him even touch this. I'm not going to let you look at it. No way. I'm going to let that. Because my content was just, it was horrible. I think, I honestly believe the last piece of content I put in there was January. And to be competitive, yes. You have to do something daily.
Well, at least weekly, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, people are busy. It would be nice if everybody had all the time in the world to just, play on Facebook and blog post and do YouTube videos. And I'm in the same boat, okay? I have to do all this stuff, too, for my own business.
Mm-hmm.
But, I have to find the time. That's why I'm at my office till 9 o'clock at night and, or whatever. So because I'm trying to do the same things that I'm preaching to people about for myself.
Right.
And this content, buildup of content. Now, there's 54 blog posts where, 6 months ago there was, maybe six. And, I even started getting into, the whole content thing, kind of late in the game because, I was working with big corporate clients and I didn't really have to do much of any of this stuff. I had a brochure website like everybody else. And now I have to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. And so the content part of it is really all about pinging Google and Bing and Yahoo.
Oh, yeah.
To get them to recrawl your site. Because every single time you do that, it creates a fresh, last updated date. These
oh, sure, sure.
updated dates, there's about, I don't know, maybe 500 things. I'm pulling that number out of my head. But
yeah.
Seriously, there's so many hundreds of things that factor into ranking that only, things like the last time you updated your site factors into it. How many pages you have factors into it. How many blog posts you have. Is your site attached to any social media sites? Do you have Google Analytics? All of these things factor into how Google is going to rank you.
Right.
So when somebody searches for black leather jacket, okay, who comes up on the first page? It's going to be the companies that have spent the time and energy to, you know, do everything they can to rank on black leather jacket. And that would be pictures and YouTube videos and what blog posts, content, links back and forth between other similar sites, okay, sharing content. You know, guest blogging on other sites is a great way to get links back to your site. But all of this activity that businesses are doing, and I mean, they are really doing it. If you go to if you use a tool like to search for, you know, your competition, and there's tons of tools out there. But if you were to use a tool to search for, you know, what is Lazy Boy doing, you're going to find that they have like a $7,000 a day ad budget.
Yeah, they do.
They're advertising on 35,000 keywords.
Yep,
and you know, if I'm selling chairs, I'm going to want to look at what they're doing in order to, to capitalize on the money and time they spent to develop all that market research to find out what keywords work, which ones they can monetize, which ones drive traffic, which ones make traffic into customers. And
that whole monetization thing, that's a trick right there. Now, when it comes to dealing with what you have to deal with for the chamber, you know, your sources of content are what's a home run for you, an easy go-to that I can find content here every time?
From the Chamber website?
Yeah.
I have a specific page designed for press releases and announcements that we put out, and it's kind of like our blog, so to speak. And with that, I tend to post any of our press releases that are coming up about events or what Chamber members are doing. And really, we're not seeing so much in the SEO or PPC rankings. We don't use a lot of that service. We're very minimal on the Google Analytics. So one thing I like to try to stress is that our webpage is kind of like our storefront.
Absolutely.
We want the homepage to look friendly. We want it to look inviting. And so I produce a lot of sliding photos, pictures, content that people draw in because they're attracted to how it looks first. Because if your website's going to look run down, nobody's going to come in.
True.
So it's like a storefront. And that's the biggest way I get the Chamber website going with a lot of this stuff that Jerry's talking about.
Is there a danger, Jerry, when you do stuff like that is there a rule of thumb because if you're changing, I understand the rolling the pictures. I mean, especially if you're dealing something as visual as a Chamber of Commerce and that sort of thing, that's important. But, you know, you have the argument that says, you know, keep your logo, keep your label consistent versus, I mean, I know people that are constantly changing their stuff, and I think that's harm. You can do yourself harm that way.
Well, yeah, because, you know, people get to recognize your brand, and after a while, if you change it, that's, you know, not a good thing. Sometimes it's important to change it because, you know, especially if you're moving into a new direction and you want to be recognized in a different way. But in the case of the Chamber of Commerce, you know, they have a built-in number one ranking on Google. And when people type in Chamber of Commerce. Okay?
Yeah, for Brooksville, Florida. Yeah, you're going to get that.
Because we're the only chamber.
Well, we're the only Skip Mahaffey. And there's only that and that, too. That's
right.
Me because,
exactly.
I'm mercenary with you on this one. So
I don't have to do any SEO analytics or SEO optimization for Jerry Butak. Go search it. You're going to find my website. And you're going to find it. You know, there's a couple of others in Europe and stuff with the same name. But
are they rich?
Yeah, way more than
just throwing it out there. You may want to harp on that.
Yeah,
just
there you go.
Latch on.
But for the most part, they'll find me. But when somebody's looking for plumber, okay, now this is where it gets really, really important, okay? So you're a plumber and you've got competition, okay? If you don't think you have competition,
The plumbing business.
Exactly. Because there's everybody's out there, you know, who is a plumber and they all have websites. They have, so because they're thinking, okay, I want people to be able to find me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get my phone number and they, you know, my email address or whatever, they can call. Some of them are more sophisticated and you can actually schedule appointments right on their website. Some are just a single page, some are just brochures. And it doesn't really matter. What matters is, who comes up when somebody searches plumber in Spring Hill or plumber in Brooksville?
Right.
So those are the things that you really have to spend time, not only just, you know, well, how am I going to optimize the word plumber? Well, there's a few ways you can do it. But for a plumber, it would be more important to put up YouTube videos, even funny videos, things that can go viral.
Yeah.
Because those things will help with their ranking.
It's just part of your branding as well, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So we're going to be doing this whole course in the fall, which is really going to talk about the overview, the online marketing core frameworks and what everybody should have in place. And then we're going to get really deep into keyword research, effective website design. And I'm not talking about how your website looks. I'm talking about the things that you do with your website to make it search engine friendly. And then we're going to talk about pay-per-click advertising and how you can use that to generate keywords for, find out what keywords people are landing on your
right.
site with.
Well, it's nice to know which ones are working, which ones aren't.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can use pay-per-click for like a month and find out an incredible amount of information, because you don't have to worry about SEO with pay-per-click. You just say, this keyword, take them there, and I'm paying for it.
Sure.
So then the only thing you're doing is now you're competing against other people on the same keyword. So there's ways to find out which ones are more competitive or not. So there's certain keywords a lot of people search for that nobody else uses.
It amazes me sometimes, because you're just not thinking of the obvious, or you just overthink it, or just not enough. In a couple of minutes left, I know that you want to mention anything regarding the chamber. If people want to get in contact with your office, how do they do that?
Oh, certainly. The best way to get a hold of our office is through the telephone, and our phone number is 352-796-0697. However, I encourage everybody to check us out on our website, www.hernandochamber.com.
There you go. All right, you got 2 minutes, son.
Okay, great. All right, well, thanks, Anita, for coming on the show. It was really cool to have you on here today and talking about all these events that you guys have coming up.
It was great. It was nice
and
to be on the show.
Even though I didn't have an agenda, I still didn't get to all the things I wanted to talk about.
You haven't figured that out yet? No, you can come in here with nothing. You're
all right,
fill
well,
it
next
up.
Week we've got a really, really cool guest. It's his name is Mike from a company called GiveBoom.com. Now, these guys are actually doing it. They're doing everything we're talking about. But the model of the business is that you can donate to charity and then earn money by sending your friends and family to go donate to charity.
Wow.
So it's a for-profit business that helps charities, and it's a really fascinating idea. We're going to have him on next week, and I think that's going to be a really cool show. Basically that's it. And thanks for listening to Marketing Matters. I'm Jerry Butot from AppDataWorks IT Consulting. Microsoft certified application developer and database designer, and I do online marketing frameworks. And if your business is struggling with data, or you want to get serious about internet marketing, give me a call at 610-9890 for a free consult. And that's pretty much all I need to say.
Fantastic.
So we have a little time left here.
You got it done. Congratulations.
Okay.
Talking about plumbers, the next time I Google plumber, I better not find a whole bunch of videos about plumber's crack.
I'm so glad you said that. All right, y'all. Thank you all for being here. We always appreciate you doing this.
Hey, no problem.
Hi, this is Jerry Butot, host of Marketing Matters and owner of AppDataWorks IT Consulting. Online marketing requires expertise many small businesses don't possess. The ones that embrace this technology can dominate their local markets or even go global. We help businesses develop digital marketing strategies to make money online, and we can help yours too. Call 352-610-9890. That's 352-610-9890 for a free consultation and complimentary analysis of your website.